Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
85710.
You said 8570?
85710.
Thank you for the information. May I please have the first and last name?
It's Sonia, S-O-N-Y-A. Last name is Baca, B-A-C-A, hyphen, condo, C-O-N-D-O.
Okay. Stop not showing the account.
Well, it should be there because you guys charged me yesterday for something that I didn't buy.
Okay. I guess I'm not showing anything. Okay. What did you place the order for, ma'am?
You know what? There was a questionnaire for Costco on my email. I started to fill it out. It got to us an area where it said you could buy this. You've been approved for this item. Pay the shipping and handling. So I went through and I put in my information. And then it went into some really crazy questions, and I decided I didn't want to be bothered with it. So I removed all of my information. When I went into my account, there was a debit for $49.89 from a place called Daily Modern Trends Company. I didn't order anything from anybody, and this has come out of my account already.
Okay. Let's see here. Provide me with the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number.
The first and the what?
The first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number.
Okay, honey, hold on. The first 3 are 441 and the last how many?
I need the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits.
Okay, so that's 441, last 4 is 7183.
And what's the first 6 digits?
I'm sorry, babe. Hold on. I just put it. The first 6 digits are 441482.
Oh. Okay. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
7558 East 35th, 3535th Street. And it's Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you for the information. As I look into your account, I see you had the meal plan.
No, ma'am, I didn't order that.
So you don't remember sign up for the Sweet Stay service that was partnered with the Bicel for the Dyson vacuum. And it explains at the bottom, by signing up for the contest, you also sign up for the service that provides recipe guides to cut the carbs and boost the energy.
Okay, so what happened, like I said, it was from Costco. I got as far as choosing the Dyson and putting down the, I was going to do the shipping and handling, which was like $2.56. Then all of a sudden it started showing up with a menu and a book, and I thought, I'm not doing this. You know, this is going to be a scam. I don't want it. I don't eat like that. So I deleted everything. I took out all my banking information, my debit card information, everything. And I got totally out of the application. Next thing I know, I went on to my bank, and there's a charge for $49.89. I'm not interested in that, and that's not what I signed up for. That's why I deleted my information. This seems like a big old scam.
You say you deleted it?
I took it all out.
Who you deleted it with?
I just deleted it on the application where they were asking for my card and my code and everything.
Okay.
I took it out of there. I deleted all that information. and then got completely out of that app or that email. It goes to turn out, you know, that there's this charge that I didn't buy.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Now, okay, have you spoken to anyone about the charge or anything other than us?
No, I'm just talking to you guys. I don't know who else to talk to. I'm getting your number off of where it debited out of my account.
Go ahead.
Like I said, I didn't buy this thing. And I'm going by what this Daily Modern Trends, blah, 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 and your phone number. So it came out from you guys, and I'm wanting that money back in my account.
Okay.
I've already turned it into my bank. My bank is turning it into a fraud unit.
Did they dispute it?
They're going to. They're turning everything into fraud, but now I get inconvenience because you guys use my card.
Okay, so they already disputed it.
They haven't done it yet. They're waiting for me to say something if you guys are going to take care of it or not.
Okay, you said they're going to dispute it?
They are waiting for me to talk to you guys and give them the information that you're telling me. But they said you're the ones that need to turn around and give me that money back because you already took it out of my account.
Okay, now what we can do is...
Hello?
What we can do is we can issue a refund for $45.
Why am I getting charged the extra four? I didn't buy this thing. I shouldn't be billed for anything.
Okay.
The extra $4.89 I shouldn't be having to pay for. And I mean, it may sound like pennies to you guys, but it's still my money, and it's not fair. You all took $49.89. I should be getting $49.89 back into my account. Oh,
come on.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm going to issue the full refund. Hang there for me.
Okay, I'll wait for you. Yeah, I told my I have no reason to lie. I'm not going to buy this thing. That's why I took all my information out. And now all of a sudden I still got charged for it. I'm like, uh-uh. I'm sorry. Thank you, honey.
Okay, still alive for me.
Okay, I'm waiting. I'm talking right now with a young lady that's in the office where I'm at. She just had the same thing happen to her yesterday from the same company. What is going on with that?
All righty. I got your account counsel. Let me know whenever you're ready. I can provide you your cancellation confirmation.
Okay, please. What is it?
Okay. It's T.S. and Charlie, 920.
Hold on, honey. I can't hear you. Go ahead.
T.S. and Charlie, 920-399-113.
So it's T.S. and Charlie, 920-33. No. T.S. and Charlie, 920-399-113.
Correct.
Okay, and when is the money going to be put back into my account?
In 3 to 5 business days.
You know, it's crazy. You guys can take it out in a minute, and you can't put it back for days.
That's depending on your banking institution.
was Pima Federal Credit Union. You guys had it on there yesterday and took it out, and I'd like it back as quick as you took it out.
It just, we send out the refund. Just depends on when your bank institution releases it.
All right, all right. And the amount that you're returning is what?
$49.89.
All right, perfect. I'm going to give it a couple days, Brianna. If I don't hear anything back, then I'm going to be back in contact with you.
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.